Three Creeks Conservation Area covers just over 1,500 acres of land in southern Boone County, Missouri. The collective watersheds of the Turkey, Bass, and Bonfam Creeks form the core of the rolling property that the Missouri Department of Conservation started purchasing for protection from development in 1983, eventually opening to the public in 1984. Maybe you've spent some time, as I have, at Three Creeks Conservation Area. This week on Thinking Out Loud, we go back in time to a time before the land that is Three Creeks was owned by We the People. Back to 1966, when 100 young Americans showed up for their training as Peace Corps volunteers. We'll hear in the next half hour from men who trained in Boone County to serve in West Bengal and in India, and from a Columbia woman who owns land on which the trainees labored almost 50 years ago. Good evening, I'm Trevor Harris. This is Thinking Out Loud. We all have a range of ways that we describe ourselves. For instance, I'm a husband, brother, son, cat fancier, and I will always and forever be a returned Peace Corps volunteer. That last attachment is one that comes up soon after I meet someone new. Serving as a volunteer with the Peace Corps was a long-time goal for Lisa Groshong and I. She's my wife of now over 16 years. We finally became Peace Corps volunteers back in 2008 when we flew to Southern Africa for 2 years of service in Zambia. I'm eternally eager to hear stories from other returned Peace Corps volunteers or RPCVs. I revel in sharing with a fellow RPCV the more arcane aspects of the culture in which I served, and I'm always happy to meet someone who's headed to or just returned from their service as a Peace Corps volunteer. There's a special bond that exists with another returned Peace Corps volunteer even before we meet. There's a special bond that exists with another RPCV even before we meet. Several years ago, when I mentioned my service to a colleague, she said that Peace Corps had sent trainees destined for Southeast Asia to her southern Boone County land back in the 1960s. Interesting. I filed that away, thinking that this was something I later needed to know more about. Flash forward about 5 years, my friend Mike Burden mentioned that MU Peace Corps Advisor Emeritus Don Spires was hosting a group in Columbia last weekend. It seems that this group trained on campus, Mike says, and in the forest south of town in the 1960s. Serendipity. This sounds like a radio feature waiting to be born. Well, a few emails later, I was sitting in a suite at the Broadway Hotel. A group had just broken up meeting. There's some of the 50 or so RPCVs who came back to Columbia from places like Alaska and England. They all trained in, you got it, Southern Boone County back in 1966. Settling into overstuffed hotel chairs at the Broadway Hotel last weekend, the RPCVs who served in West Bengal and India and trained in Boone County 49 years ago talked to me about their memories of clearing land adjacent to what is now Three Creeks Conservation Area, getting dropped off in the middle of what seemed like nowhere and having to find their way back as part of the training, and an unfortunate episode with burning wood that included poison ivy. First up, here's Barry Stevens. He's one of the India 37 who gathered last weekend. I asked him about how many people showed up and how many made it through the entire 9-week training that lasted from August through December, 49 years ago, much of which happened on the University of Missouri campus, as well as in land that is now Three Creeks Conservation Area.
I recall close to 100 people arrived originally, over 100, and by the time we went to India, we were about 60. So we lost 40 people, and some of them almost immediately. I think there was one guy who arrived, and it was on the next flight out. And incidentally, you know, the flights that we got into Colombia at that time were Frontier Airline DC-3s. We go way back. And that in itself was an eye-opener for those of us who had never seen one or realized they were still in commercial use.
All right, so for those of us who are ignorant or not of age, tell us, describe that plane for me that you came in on.
Well, it's a Boeing-type plane. But a very early one, it would seat, what, 25 people, 30 people, maybe? But the most interesting thing was two-engine plane, but it was inclined. So when you got into the fuselage, you walked up to your seat, literally. And it didn't level out until it was flying. And when it was flying, you didn't have to worry about a pressurized cabin because you only flew about 10,000 feet. That was the ceiling. You could look down and, you know, practically read the license plates. It was a very unique experience, considering we all came on bigger planes to wherever it was before getting on the DC-3. But that was somewhat of a good introduction to what we were going to find when we were in India, because if we thought we were going to be with modern conveniences in India, we were certainly not. No phones. Not everyone had, I guess, electricity. Most everybody did, but not everyone. Water was drawn from a well. It was a very different way of life. And so the introduction we had to Colombia was a good one, a very good one.
Also in attendance for this past weekend's reunion was Alan Scruggs. He was in town from Livonia, Michigan. Scruggs remembers fondly his Peace Corps training time spent locally. He still gives high marks to Columbia and to the University of Missouri.
Dave Dinehart and I, Alan Scruggs. You can tell us apart because he weighs 62 pounds, I weigh 65. And we were partners here in Columbia back in September of 66. And then we chose to be partners in India, and we were, and we were successful. And it's like being married for 2 years without the benefits, right? I didn't get any benefits, did you?
I didn't get any
benefits.
Yeah. No way.
When you say, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me, I really mean it. We thought it was good back in 66, and the way it is now, it is. If I were looking for a place to relocate to, Columbia would definitely be on the top of my list, truly.
Also sitting around the table last weekend for our interview was Greg Rusk. He was part of the India 37 group, who joined the Peace Corps 49 years ago and did their training here in Boone County. Here, Rusk describes his memories surrounding the period in which he initially signed up to be a Peace Corps volunteer and travel halfway around the world to ultimately serve 2 years as a volunteer in the former state of West Bengal.
49 years ago, I was a junior at Xavier University in Cincinnati, and there was a Peace Corps recruiter who had come on campus and set up a table in the student union. And with him was a gentleman from Nepal, a young man who was interested in talking with Americans and trying to see if they were interested in projects that the Peace Corps was starting to sponsor in Nepal. And at that time, a friend of mine and I, another college student, were interested in going. They had kind of a buddy program like they did in the Army. He was not selected to go. I was selected to go. Nepal then closed its programs. There weren't any programs, or at least there weren't any programs available when I was available. So the closest program that was available was here at University of Missouri in West Bengal, which kind of borders on Nepal. So I came to Columbia as part of India 37 training program that we had on campus here.
What does that mean, India 37?
It was probably the 37th Peace Corps group that went in country. I think there were 80-some altogether until the Peace Corps was discontinued in the early 70s in India. I remember the airport was a grass runway flying out of Columbia, bouncing down the grass runway until we got up in the air. So
we finally got it paved a few years ago.
I'm sure it's much more sophisticated. It's much more sophisticated now. I mean, this place has really developed, and the university's bigger, and Columbia is a much more sophisticated city. So it's really nice being here.
While the group who met for a reunion last weekend from the India 37 group stayed at the Broadway Hotel, they likely found their accommodations on this visit much more posh than their accommodations on the first visit when they came here as Peace Corps trainees 49 years ago.
It was an Army barracks that was scheduled to be torn down. And my understanding was it was Army barracks left over from yellow fever victims that had been treated and lived in the barracks while they were receiving treatment here at the university. And the barracks were no longer being used and were vacant. And I guess when the university decided to sponsor a program, they opened them back up for the volunteers. A two-story frame structure with four cots, four bunk beds per room. And it was pretty primitive living. In the center of the building was, on each floor, was the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So it was sparse.
So help me understand, they brought you first to the University of Missouri campus to a barracks, and then they took you out to eventual training site in the woods.
Well, what happened was we received training through the ag people They designated an area on some property that they wanted us to get some experience in agriculture with, and it was uncleared land. So after we were established in the program and we received our introduction and some of the coursework and some of the language, basic Bengali language tutoring that we had, we would march out in the morning, early in the morning. We would hit the pavement carrying our bedrolls, and we would go out. And for the first 2 weeks, we lived in tube tents, which were plastic garbage bags, basically, with one end cut out. And we lived out on this farm, and we cleared the land that we then built the machinery for, and we were introduced to moldboard plows, and they brought in with volunteers a match team of logging horses that were available to us to use for the moldboard plows. And then there was a gentleman in the neighborhood who was a retired farmer, an older African-American gentleman, who had a pair of matched Missouri mules. And he also allowed us to use the mules in the program. So at the point where the land was cleared and leveled and water was brought in from the spring, we then proceeded to plow the land and to sow what I believe was a winter wheat crop. The gentleman that had the match team of mules that we were using to learn to use the moldboard plow with was a very quiet gentleman. And while we were starting training, there was a newspaper reporter, and he came down to interview people. And somehow this gentleman became irritated with the questions that the reporter was asking him. And to show his displeasure, he simply looked down at the young reporter and spat tobacco juice on the tip of his shoe. And to show his disgust, he turned around and walked away, went down the field, sat under a tree, and proceeded to take a nap while we used his mules to start to plow the land. And I thought that was a pretty interesting statement from this elderly, quite dignified black gentleman whose mules we used for part of our training.
Sounds like you got thrown in the deep end with the mules. Figure it out.
I think we got thrown in the deep end on a lot of things.
What do you remember about that training site out in the woods?
Well, where do you want to start?
That is Dick McWilliams, one of the India 37 who were in town last weekend celebrating the 49th anniversary of their Peace Corps training that occurred here in Boone County, Missouri.
Number one, they sent us out there and gave us a plastic roll and said, this is your tent. And I can't remember what we slept on anymore. I do remember it was catered. At least the meals were catered. They brought them out to us. Because if it was up to us cooking, we'd have starved to death. No question about it.
So I'm curious about this. Did the people in charge of this training, they gave you these tubes, and they said you're going to sleep in these. Did they show you what to do with them, or were you just dropped out there and said, here, figure it out?
More or less dropped out, but they gave us rope, and we just hung it up between two trees, and it actually worked pretty well. But we had they rented two mule teams and two horse teams. So we were to get familiar with draft animals. And some of the volunteers, trainees, they had experience with those animals, some did not. But that's basically what we used to clear. And they had horse-drawn plows, cultivators, you name it.
So was the Peace Corps trying to replicate in southern Boone County, Missouri, a certain experience that you were going to have in
yes.
India or Nepal?
Absolutely, because there the primary draft animal were oxen. So, and obviously we don't have those here. So, but yes, that's exactly what they're after. Obviously we weren't growing rice, you know, but still, I thought it was pretty good.
So when you got to your training site, you feel like what you got in southern Boone County, Missouri, and on the University of Missouri campus was prepared you well for that service?
I think, as well as they could. Because I will tell you right now, there is no way you could talk to them for that. No way. You walk in and there you are. But I think, again, this is early in Peace Corps. Yeah. So there were a lot of fumbling. And our training group, I mean, we had people from farms, we had people from urban, we had west, east, north, south, tremendous diversity of backgrounds. And that, trying to bring those back as a unit is very, very difficult. Very difficult.
So I think the Ag Department staff assigned to help train us,
yes,
especially out in the farm, was really a very experienced staff.
That's Greg Rusk chiming in.
My impression at the time was some of the people who were helping train us were Professor Emeritus from the Ag School. And the few of them that were volunteering to train us had experience in USAID, and I think it was in South America. So they had a good idea of the kinds of situations that we would face. I think the limitation was the implementation, yes, of trying to give us an experience that was equivalent to what they experienced in South America, maybe, and possibly what we would face in India. But I think they did a good job in trying to provide an equivalent experience or an almost like experience by providing us land to clear, horses and mules to plow with, and the ability to grade the land and to run water into it, which you need to do in India for paddy rice that we were supposed to grow when we got there, or help the people in India grow. And I think, given the limitations, I think they were very good at what they did, and I think they did the best job they could under the circumstances.
You are listening to 91.3 FM KBIA. My name is Trevor Harris. The program is Thinking Out Loud. Each week, my colleague Darren Helwidge and I look at a place or phenomena that makes Mid-Missouri unique. This week, we're talking with returned Peace Corps volunteers who did their training right here in Boone County 49 years ago. One of those returned Peace Corps volunteers in town last weekend was Don Rusk, a retired high school history professor from Fairbanks, Alaska.
We came from all over the country. I was from Northern California. He was from Iowa. He was from Connecticut, Washington, D.C. area. We were very, very much a mixed group. Some city, some country. And
all men?
All men, virtually. There were two or three that were wives of volunteers who were also then going to be volunteers. But Bengal was considered a new place in terms of Peace Corps for India, and so it tended to be all men.
By and large, the returned Peace Corps volunteers with whom I spoke last weekend talked fondly about their memories of training here at the University of Missouri and on land that's now Three Creeks Conservation Area, all except for one. Barry Stevens had a story to tell about an unfortunate incident related to burning wood that happened to have some poison ivy brush mixed in with it.
One day I woke up and I could barely open my eyes. I couldn't imagine what had happened. It turned out I had walked through the smoke, or the smoke hit me in the face from the burning brush. There was poison ivy in that brush, and I got it full face, and so I had a rather strong reaction and didn't spend nearly as much time at the farm as everyone else did, because I was at the infirmary getting treated for the exposure I had to the poison ivy. It was not a lot of fun. So I lost at least a week, I'm sure, of training for the time that everybody else was there. I was suffering. Mm-hmm. But that, and I didn't realize, of course, I would have such an allergic reaction to the poison ivy, but I've been careful ever since. A partner and I were put on a bus and taken out to Moberly, and beyond Moberly we went to the major community of Thomas Hill, which is a couple of buildings, I think, unless it's grown in the last 50 years. And all of us were given no money, and we were told not to take any, and we were put out to meet people and to accommodate the situation as very the very best way we could. So we had to make some friends, and we did, some more more easily than others, I guess, but we had to find a place to eat and a place to sleep, and again, we couldn't pay for anything. So we could either deal with the friendship of strangers or exchange labor for the night, whatever it was, but that was one of the major experiences. And I can recall out in Thomas Hill meeting a woman who had some cows, not unusual, and we were out in the field with her, and she was gathering the cows up to feed them, and I had never been around on the inside of the fence with the cattle before, you know? And I was amazed at how the cattle reacted to her and how they followed us all over. That evening or the next day, we had some freshly churned butter, which I had never had before. I still taste it. It was so phenomenal. That the experiences that we had at Missouri, that I had at Missouri, are very fresh in my mind. Those that I can remember with the mind that I have left. But it was a very special time.
As I parted ways with Don, Barry, and their fellow reuniters, I mentioned to them that I had seen their training ground in what is now Three Creeks Conservation Area. I handed them my annotated map of the state land. I had seen the land only 2 days earlier when I took Martha John out to Three Creeks. She's a retired Columbia architect, and it was in the late 1940s that Martha's father and longtime Columbia architect Hirsch John started assembling parcels of land along the Bass Creek. He'd take his family to the land on the weekend. Martha told me how on these trips to the farm, her dad would put a watermelon in the creek to chill, a watermelon they would later eat for dessert after a picnic lunch. The land was mostly open in Martha's memory, thanks to her dad's seasonal brush hogging of the hills above the Bass and Turkey Creeks. Her sister's favorite swimming hole was near the convergence of these two creeks. Martha fondly remembers the karst-filled landscape. The trips to the farm took her and her three siblings only 10 miles from downtown Columbia, but it seemed like they were far off in the country. In a way, they were. In 1966, there was no Grindstone Parkway, no Stadium Boulevard. Those flying into town in 1966 landed on one of two runways at Columbia's Cosmopolitan Municipal Airport, which is now Cosmo Park. It wasn't until 1968 that Columbia relocated the municipal airport to where it is now, in the headwaters of the Turkey and Bass Creeks. In 1966, the southern entrance to Three Creeks was a lot farther from Columbia's southern border, which is presently headed south parcel by parcel, year by year. Back in 1966, Martha John was 14. Her father told her that they were going to host some people on their land for a few months. That's all she remembers about him telling her as a heads up that 100, mostly young men, would soon be camping out on the farm and clearing adjacent timber stands for a future crop of winter wheat.
Dad brought me down to visit with them at least once, and they had built a whole little campsite with all kinds of incredible structures just built out of the natural, what was available to them on site. I don't remember what all was there, but I was just really impressed with it. These people were doing something that I had never heard of before, obviously. And they were just really... I was a campfire girl and everything, and I thought, you know, camping was fun, but this was really cool.
Martha John and I parked my truck near the southern entrance to Three Creeks Conservation Area. We walked on a loop trail for about 20 minutes in search of a spring around which the Peace Corps trainees built their tents back in 1966. Eventually, Martha wanted to strike off from the trail. The land was much more grown up than how she had recalled it. Our map was somewhat useful, although additional trails split off from our path.
Yeah, we are here, and I'm trying to figure out, we've got paths going two ways. We're probably going to need to go that way.
But... Right, right.
I'm trying to see if they show paths going two ways, and they don't.
Eventually, we found the spring that we were looking for thanks to our map, Martha's memory, and Dad reckoning. That spring is where almost 100 young Peace Corps volunteers built their tents almost 50 years ago as they received training in preparation to go and serve as Peace Corps volunteers in India, West Bengal, and Nepal.
We found the spring we used to come to when I was a kid, and the one where... the Peace Corps people built their camping area.
Can you describe the scene here to us?
There is a short bluff of rock with a cleft at the bottom, which is where the spring comes out. And up above on the bluff is where they built their structures as far as I can remember. Dad used to keep all of this area pretty well brush hogged so that it wasn't all grown up like this. So it was a great place for us to come for picnics. And it's really nice and cool back in there.
Back at the Broadway Hotel, four of the five returned Peace Corps volunteers with whom I had just conducted an interview set out with my annotated map at about 5 o'clock. With only 2 hours of light and a promised hike of over some rough terrain through waist-high nettles, the RPCVs were possibly as intrepid today as when they set off for India and West Bengal almost 50 years ago. I checked in later with Barry Stevens. He's the returned Peace Corps volunteer that got dropped off near Thomas Hill, remember him? And the one who accidentally walked through the smoke of the fire that had the poison ivy mixed in with the brush. Yeah, that's Barry Stevens. I called him later and found out that four of the five volunteers had gone to Three Creeks last Sunday afternoon in search of their training site. They think they found it. They couldn't be sure. But all in all, it felt like a good close to what had been a busy weekend of reuniting as India 37, the group of Peace Corps volunteers who went to India and West Bengal almost 50 years ago and did their training right here on the University of Missouri campus, as well as on land that is now Three Creeks Conservation Area. Thanks to returned Peace Corps volunteers Greg Rusk, Barry Stevens, Tom McMeekin, Don Gray, Dick Williams, and thanks to retired Columbia architect Martha John, Don Spires, and the College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources at the University of Missouri for supporting the reunion of last weekend's group of India 37 volunteers who went to the Peace Corps way back in 1966 and did their training right here in Boone County, Missouri. You've been listening to Thinking Out Loud. It's a weekly production here on KBIA. You can listen to past episodes of Thinking Out Loud. We archive them online at kbia.org, and you can hear new episodes each and every Tuesday afternoon at 6:30 on 91.3 FM, KBIA. You can also listen online at kbia.org or with an HD radio. For my colleague Darren Helwidge, my name is Trevor Harris. Thanks for listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.